You know, I had some strange things happen to me recently, and I thought, I haven't done a show in forever, and I just haven't had time or even desire to talk about something, and I haven't had any guests lined up, because I'd rather have them share things. But I'm going to share this because maybe it's happened to someone else. Maybe people can gain something out of this, or I don't know. Maybe it's just meant for me. But it was an incident that went down recently at work. I work at a radio station. Most of my time is spent doing that. Sometimes, I would guess, 50 hours or more. And then I work on the weekends. And why do I work all these hours? Well, you know, I know there are people that work more, but I'm dedicated and I care and I go the extra mile and it's a little bit of job security by doing that. And I have a good boss that I like working for. But at some point, you know, I also think, I don't know if I want to keep doing this forever. So my podcast has taken a back seat, and I'd love to have some different people come on. And like I always say, people are more than welcome. So this is a story. I'm going to talk about Animal Sign recently that I had. An amazing story. I don't know how this happened. Number sequences, which has happened to me more than once. So I kind of know my way around it a little bit. Not an expert by any means. And then when do you speak up? Do you ever feel the need to do that? I know some people that have no qualms and they speak up about everything and you don't always want to hear it. And I don't want to be one of those people. But I do agree. There might be times in life that you have to. You're never going to change anything. So, and we always wonder, well, is this the right thing to do? And I think if you think it's the right thing to do, then it is. And you just have to trust that inner instinct. And also you have to realize that, am I being too critical or judgmental or harsh? You know, is this a big deal? I mean, there's a lot of factors. So when I choose to say something, and I've done it over the years here at work, and people have done it to me, because I needed to hear it. I'm certainly not a saint or perfect. I mean, I've gotten a lot better, but, you know, we all are a work in progress. So there's a coworker that I've known for many, many years now, and he used to actually work for me as a DJ while he also worked at the radio station. And this coworker, and I'm not going to say their name, and I know his soul is no different than mine. We are all divine aspects of light. And we lose sight of that. And I think we're here to remind each other, nudge each other, perhaps, and then also learn. The people, there's an old saying, the people that cause you the most irritation are the ones that are going to teach you the most in life. So this person, without judgment, without saying, because there's a lot of good things about this person, like there is with everybody. This person has been a source of irritation for me. And once I lock onto something, you know, my issue has been I got to let it go and make peace with it, which I have over the years, a number of different things, incidents with this individual. And I've learned to let them go. But then other things happen. And I, you know, as I've gotten older, I've just thought, you know, I'm not going to make a big deal out of much of anything. I just let stuff go. It's not a big deal. But at some point, you know, you do need to, I think, or people are going to continue to take advantage. Now, if you don't mind being taken advantage of, then don't say anything. I think there's a balance in all things. So how I handle this maybe isn't always the best. You know, there are still things I need to work on. I realize this whole thing made me realize some things. And I think this is all coming forward now. I believe it's possible. This is what I heard, is that we need to be balanced if we're going to step into the fifth dimension. We need to become balanced. I don't know if the fifth dimension is even going to happen. But I'm not bad against being balanced. That's good. Being balanced is a good thing. And, you know, being humbled is always a really good thing, regardless. So within the last month, I'm in charge at the radio station of sports. So when we do like new sports, like NFL, we carry a couple of NFL football teams, and we carry them on four different stations. Two carry the Packers, two carry the Lions. It's my job to make sure the commercials get played, We have part-time people that work on the weekend that play those commercials. So I've got to write something up for them on a paper, what we call a log, a paper log. And then I've got to create a computer log, which has all the commercials labeled and everything. So it's a lot of work. And the salespeople are supposed to get their commercials to me by a certain date, which usually never happens. Oh, well, what are you going to do? So I do send them reminders. But this one individual who I've had some issues with in the past, and I'm not going to go into it. And, you know, we're not perfect. None of us are, you know. And I don't say that as a way to make an excuse. I guess I should choose my words differently, is that we're all on this journey. And when you're here in the third dimension, it's so easy to lose sight of what we really are. Because I do believe we're actually all perfect, if you want to call it that. We all are. We are a spark of the Creator, if you will. So how could we be any different? But when we're in a physical body, we lose sight of that. And plus, there are beings that are messing with us. So I understand that. I understand all of that. So this individual is in charge of the sales department. And he gets me the information I need to do what I have to do. And so one time I caught him basically breaking the rules that he had laid down. He had set these rules in place, and he said, no, everybody's got to follow these rules, and you're not allowed to change the numbers. We have these numbers that are assigned to the commercials. It would be easier sometimes just to change them, because maybe some other numbers occupy. So he said, nope, everybody follows these rules. And I said, okay, that's what the way it is. And then I caught him changing the, when he had a commercial that was not supposed to be, was there, then he went and changed it. And I debated long and hard, should I call him out? I thought about it. And at the end of the day, I said, ah, what the heck? So I sent him an email and said, and it was kind of blunt, so the rules don't apply to you when it comes to changing commercials, but everybody else has to follow this. And I don't know if he was upset with me, but he said, well, no, I just did this because it was easier and then we wouldn't have to go. I said, well, what about these other people? And we went back and forth quite a bit. And he didn't respond to that. So it just told me that I felt he was lying and he was trying to cover his tracks. But maybe I'm wrong. So I pressed it, kept pressing it, not in a bad way. I really wasn't even angry. I was a little bit at first. And this is a good lesson for me. And for maybe for him if he chooses. And in the end, I said, if you weren't in a position of authority, would you have done this? And he goes, well, that's, how would you even know? We'd have to, it could be a different boss, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I said, no, you'd still have to follow the rules. If you weren't, didn't have the ability to jump the rules in your position of authority. And he didn't respond back to me. And I had said also in that email, I said, what you choose to do is up to you. I said, if you choose to speak the truth, I will totally support you. And if you choose not to, I will still not be against you. It's your path. It's your journey. I said something like, I say this with love. Now, I've said that before, and people probably think that's pretty weird. Hopefully they don't think it's weird enough that they're going to go to HR. He said he loved me. No, I didn't say that. I said, I say this with love. Because that's what I think. Love should be present at work as well as in everything you do. And it's not always there. Just imagine if it was. So I didn't hear back from him, and I just let it go. And I truly meant what I said. But I start seeing these numbers, and I start seeing the deer. So right around that time, I think it was right after that, I saw the deer. And I'm pulling out of my driveway. It's about 5:30 in the morning, totally dark out, and these two cars go whizzing by. I'm about 100 yards off the highway. I live on a dirt road. And I get up, and I pull out right behind them. And there is a deer standing in the middle of the road. He's sniffing the road. Now, how did these two vehicles not even see him or hit him? How did he get to the middle of the road just standing there? I mean, I wasn't even up to speed. I started to speed up and I stopped and it's like, there's a deer standing right in the road. Now, how does that happen? Now, I've seen him come out, slowly just meander. Ooh, da, 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 da. This guy would have had to jump out right after they got by me, literally jump and stop in his tracks. There's no way they could have avoided him. They should have hit him because he would have just walked out. He didn't have time to walk out from the time they passed by to the time I got on the road. And I think this is part of the lesson for me. And deer represent gentle strength. So you can stand up for what you believe in, but do it with love and do it gently, because you gain nothing by going on the attack. I don't believe. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you had to defend your life, that's one thing. But most things are not, they're not that, you know. We make them that sometimes, you know, and I'm guilty of that sometimes. I get it all worked up in my head. It's like, well, this shouldn't happen, blah, blah, blah. It's a great lesson for me. Then I start seeing the number 222. And the number 222, I woke up one morning, looked at my alarm clock, and I thought, oh, I don't want to get up now. What time is it? 222. Ah, that's too early. So I went back to sleep. Because I usually get up at 4. And then another morning shortly after that, I woke up and I looked at my clock and it was like 2:30 or something. And my alarm is always set faster in the bedroom. So I got up and I thought, well, I guess I got to tinkle. And I'm also going to go into the kitchen and get a glass of water and see if maybe I'll close down a window. Might be a little cool in here. And I glanced over as I got in the kitchen. I looked at the clock on the stove, and the clock on the stove said 222. So that's when I started to go, I don't know, something's not right here. This is more than just a coincidence. Anytime I see a number in sequence, I start to think, because this has happened to me many, 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 many times with different things. And so I'm aware of it now. You just wonder how you go through your whole life, and maybe you don't realize it. And then it's like, wow. So then a third time, like the next day, it was in the afternoon, I walked in the kitchen, just glanced, not even thinking about anything. Not thinking, oh, I got to check the time. It's not like I'm this guy that does that. I just happened to look around, and it's like, wait a second. 2:22 on the clock again, this time in the afternoon. I'm telling a friend of mine about this stuff. He goes, wow, that's weird. I said, what do you mean? He says, I just read a story. And in the story, the guy kept seeing the number 222. It was a fictional story, but it's weird that you're saying that. And I thought, he's right. Well, what are the odds of me telling somebody about this and they had just read about it? So is this a sign? So I looked up the sequence of numbers like I always do. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of definitions, but first of all, let me just preface this by saying, this individual that I work with, he had told another person I work with recently, and people talk, you know, amongst each other, and it wasn't bad. She was just telling me that he's going through a lot of stress with his job, too, and he wants to be more Christ-like, and he goes to a church, and I think he's very heavily involved, and maybe the person that's at church is different than the person that's at work, which is too bad. I think the both should be the same, as far as I'm concerned, if you're a spiritual person, regardless of whatever it is you believe in. So, but he told her he wanted to be more Christ-like. I thought, well, that's good. That's a good goal to aim for. And I don't think it's totally unattainable. So when I looked up 222, the first thing I saw when I Googled it, and I haven't seen it since, was a religious definition of the number 222. I thought, huh, I don't think I've ever seen that. And it says the religious meaning of 222 from the Bible. And it talked about 222 representing two, representing part of the Trinity. Two being the second part past God, which would be his son, Christ. I thought, wow, he wants to be more Christ-like. And the number 222 has been coming up. But why would I be seeing it? Maybe it's just that this is an opportunity. I'm the one providing him with an opportunity to be more Christ-like, to speak the truth. And when I think of Jesus, I think of Jesus had to be a very honest person. He would have never manipulated the truth. Jesus also would have, you know, his actions would have been louder than his words. So he would have walked with integrity at all times. And there were many other wonderful things, traits that Jesus had. So I'm thinking, well, that's what this is all about. It's an opportunity for him. And it's like, no. That's just a small part of it. This is an opportunity for me because I'm the one seeing these things. At least this is how I perceive it. And so I looked up more of a metaphysical definition of two. And two, one, I know it's the balance between feminine and masculine, which is what I'm always trying to attain. I think I can have the feminine side and I can balance that with my masculine. I've always been my whole life between those two. There's a sensitive side to me. There's a compassionate side. Not saying that masculine can't be that way, but we have these roles that we understand, and that's what I think it means. So in part, balancing that out. But also, this one thing I read said, it's about walking with integrity and you're having your highest self. Very similar to the biblical explanation, except that if you placed certain words, and they said, this is connecting with your highest self and living that way and being that way all the time. And I thought, well, what do I need to do? And then I realized I've judged this person. I let it go a lot of it. We've had our things throughout the time here. And in the back of my mind, I have an opinion. I have an opinion of who this person is and how do I know it's even right? People change. And not that I let it sway me. I've always been helpful to this person. I will help anybody. I really let go of all the things. We've had incidents, some pretty serious incidents in the past of things that he might have done that I confronted him on. And not that I was perfect. There was a time that I've done things in the past too when I was younger and people called me out on it, which I'm grateful now especially that they did. And so I kind of saw it as that was my role to bring him into this awareness. And I've let it go of a lot of it and made peace with it. But apparently I was still hanging on to something. And so now I feel completely free because now there were two incidents. There was another incident where I was given some instructions. This is all within the last month about these football games that I take care of. And the instructions weren't accurate, and I wound up doing a lot more than I needed to. And I called him out on it, and he said, well, this is what it was supposed to mean. I said, well, where does it say that in the email? And he didn't know how to respond. And then finally he said, well, maybe we should meet and talk about this. And I thought, well, he's maybe going to try to manipulate me and make excuses because that's what he did the first time. And I said, no, I'm not going to give up that power. I said, we're good. I don't have any hard feelings towards you, which I don't. And I can just move on and we'll be fine. And so I look at this incident as a growing, definitely for me, so that I can make peace with all of it, let go of it, still speak my mind, which is hard to do, you know, as you become more where you let go of things. It's not that I don't care. It's just like I know it's not worth it. Most of the things are not worth getting, you know, talking to somebody. I'm not saying getting upset. You don't have to get upset, but not, you don't have to confront over every little thing. And in the past, I would have been more critical. So I've changed a lot in that respect. You know, I expect to do a good job. I always hold myself to that standard, but I no longer hold everybody else. That's up to them. And that's up to management, what standard they want to hold them to. I used to kind of resent people that didn't put the effort in. And now I'm fine with it. It is what it is, you know? I think anywhere you go to work, you'll find some that probably try harder than others. And maybe they hold themselves to a certain standard. And good for them. But at the same time, hey, as long as you're doing your job, and management seems happy. And that's a whole nother can of worms, too. I think that a lot of that has to change. Because we all are kind of enslaved by that. those of us that work, you know, our jobs to make a living. I don't always think management sees us with the value they should. And if, especially if you're going and doing more than is expected, you know, we're kind of seen like tools that they can use when they need them. And not that I'm complaining about where I work, or I think I have a very good manager, general manager, but I, you know, there's moments I can see where they kind of expect us to do things, and I've gotten, you know, recently I stood up to that too, which in the past I wouldn't have. So something's changing, you know, and it turned out for the better. I spoke my truth, might have ruffled some feathers a little bit, but in the end I think people saw that. And the same with this incident, I think we're totally at peace with each other, and because I told him. And he still now will come to me and ask me to help him with things, and I'll gladly do it. But maybe he's been made aware of, okay, I saw what you did, and you're not being honest about this. And you represent other people. And if they knew that, how do you think they would feel? And I'm not going to go over your head. I'm going to give you every chance to change if you want. And if it's other minor things, it doesn't matter. But eventually, if it continues, then I guess I'll talk to someone else about it and see where it goes from there. But I have no desire to do that. I want this person to know that I love them. You know, and boy, isn't that a great feeling after you screwed up? I've had that too, you know, in my life. Thank goodness for some of those people that could see past my silly mistakes or deliberate things I did when I was younger that were stupid, if you want to label it. And some of them were pretty stern with me and other ones were pretty gentle. And I started to realize, boy, I really liked the ones that were gentle. They still made their point. And I still learned from it. And I think that's the key. So it's always a tough choice for me, choosing when to speak up about something. I wonder what others would have done. And I sometimes even ask them, what would you do? I'll talk to people around me because I so much just want to let things go, you know. But there's a time, I think, where I think we maybe need to do that, especially what's going on now. You know, I've debated about doing a show where I speak up about things, but do I want to rile people up? Or maybe they're going to put a label on me. This guy's a troublemaker. Well, if you listen to my past shows, you kind of know what I think about things. And I see no desire to stir things up. I certainly don't want to divide people. We already are divided. You know, I reached out to Renata because I think she did some podcasts recently about different things, and I sense that she's feeling similar in some ways. So maybe I'll have her on, and we'll just talk about, instead of worrying about things that divide us, we'll focus on the mission, you know, and what is the goal, you know? Are we still on course? She just did a podcast. It's pretty cool about being still on target. And she's had some others. She had a show on about numerology. I listened to her podcast this past weekend, a lot of them. And I'm talking about Renata Maniachi. And she's the one that lives in Costa Rica. And she had a fascinating woman on talking about numerology. And she listed the number 2, one of the numbers she mentioned. I thought, another coincidence. Anyway, I hope you're in a good place with all that's going on. There sure is a lot right now, and people are picking sides, which again, I don't think we gain anything by judging others. As I just learned this good lesson with the deer and the numbers, and then also, you know, if you only look at one side of it, how do you gain perspective? So I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but those of you that know me and have listened to me, I think you know how I feel about things, how I do not wish to do something that they're going to require us perhaps to do, and how I've talked to people about a lot of people about the effects of this one thing that I'm hinting around about, and how some people have taken this thing and have had some very adverse effects. And those that haven't have maybe also gotten sick from something that's going around, I hear. So where's the truth in all of that? Interesting. I'll just leave it at that. The truth is what you seek and you shall find. And I think I found it, but I could be wrong. Blessings to you. Thanks for listening.